All right, we're back, and I am not going to miss this January. It's awful. So, yeah, you know, this republicanism is actually, you know, white nationalism, and white nationalism is actually Nazism, and guess what? I'm ready for this. You guys seem to think there's more of you than there are of us. And we already know from the last election that even if you don't swing as hard as I do, CJ, that there's more of us than you. And the sad part is we're not trying to harm you, man. We're trying to bring you along, man. We're bringing you along, man. We don't want you to go extinct like your forefather, the Cro-Magnon. We could maybe use education, right? Like teach them Cro-Magnons how to read. Why don't they teach those Cro-Magnons how to read and behave? I mean, now they're in the Congress. They're the Republican Congress. Ooh, ooh, ooh. They really are. I've been watching like these old B movies, you know, 60s and 70s. Far better than anything that's on today, and quite a bit like the Republican Party, man. Just, hey, that guy was really smart, wasn't he? It's too cool.
The word we were looking for from CJ, they said to me on the phone, was patriot.
Patriot.
Joe Manchin, the patriot. So, you know, he said,
the Patriots are out, man. They got beat a couple weeks ago.
He said, thank God for Joe Manchin in the past. He called him a hero when he came on air this time. But over on the phone, he said patriot. So hitting on all those uber national.
Yes, patriots, you know, were the ones that came here and you know, decided to euthanize Native American culture and bring other people of color over here to build the country for us, right? Still stuck in that, right? You can't cancel this, man. I know it all. I know too much. Go ahead.
We got Andy from Beaver Dam.
Andy, thanks for calling. Beaver Dam. Damn, Beaver Dam.
Hey, well, I would say last week that Rojo pretty much confirmed what we already knew is that when it comes to his priorities, it's all about taking care of your political benefactors and so forth, as opposed to anybody. Whatever your children are, I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic, or whatever, but we don't care about that. We care about the money flow, you know, and so that's how he's going to run his campaign, and it's pathetic, but what are you going to do, you know?
Well, and it's actually successful in the most racist and segregated state in the union, right? Guys like CJ support that, you know, giving billionaires everything because they support racism and white nationalism and, you know, destroying the environment at the expense of everybody else, just raping and pillaging, man.
Right. Well, and then, of course, big businesses in Wisconsin hardly pay any taxes it is right now. You know, that Mr. Scott, they're pretty much took care of that with the laws they passed, and so everybody else has got to pick up the slack, you know, as far as whatever we try to do in this state, you know. But yeah, that's bad news, man. But
hey, thanks for calling again. You bet, man. Yep. I mean, we're not going to give up, man. I'm just starting to get a resurgence. Who's next on the phone?
Hey, up next, we have Joe from you know where.
Yeah,
South and North.
Right? Yeah, right. From Stevens Point to Arizona.
Hey, how's it going, Mike and Jason? Much better intro on my part than last week. So I love the show, dude. I just can't even tell you the work you're doing, man. It's just so cool to hear.
It's just sprouting out now, man. It's time to get this stuff spread around. It's time to, like, go full steam ahead. I'm going to have time.
Yeah.
And being that I feel as bad as I do about things, I think I might as well, you know, convert that energy into something positive. And I'm pretty positive that the Republicans need me to, like, ride their asses.
Yeah, and I think you identify a lot of inconsistencies. But with that being said, is, like, again, the more we don't develop as a party, it is fertilizers for growing CJs.
Well, I'm saying, Joe, at this point, I don't support either party. What I support is policy and everything progressive, right? You and I are on that. So it's not about rebuilding, something that's either broke or not broke. If it's broke, smash that damn thing, start over, because it's been broke for a long time. Yeah. Hey, Joe, thanks. I got a couple more callers, man. Go ahead. What else?
I just wanted to say, Nancy Pelosi, 19th year consecutive, she's taken in $1 billion.
Hey, okay? Dude, she might get beat. She might get beat. They got a good progressive going against her in a primary.
Exactly. Shahid Batar, good luck to him. But this is what an undeveloped party looks like. You grow mansions and you don't grow anything else. AZ Democrats, we are hot on a primary for cinema. I wish I had more time, but dude, love the show. Okay?
Yeah, thanks a lot. And it what it actually is, it looks like an undeveloped country at this point. Who's next, Jason?
All right, it's rapid fire here at the end of the show. It's Carolyn from Madison.
Carolyn? Hey, Carolyn, thank you for calling.
Hi, I just wanted to express my appreciation for CJ reporting on what's coming off those 81, all the right-wing media out there.
Right. Yeah, but it is for me, it's like, okay, I'm doing this show, and here, let me turn on Fox for a couple minutes. So I basically don't give him a whole lot of time, but we grew up together, so he knows me, I know him. Let's not ruin our relationship.
Yeah, well, thanks for bringing him around, for reporting on what's going on out there.
Okay, thanks again. Who's next, bye-bye. Jason? Bye.
All right, man. I'm clicking my buttons and screening my calls, and we got Catherine from Madison here to finish the show.
Thanks, Catherine. You're the last call.
Hope you're having... Yes, okay. I have a quick remark. You were talking about all the money we're giving out to support Ron Johnson and all that, as citizens, and they do work for us. I'm not that concerned with... I would give them tons of money, even more than we give them already, if they will just audit the Pentagon. We've never audited the Pentagon, and if we just see how much they're spending on things like hammers and toilets and stuff, and if they simply pay the correct amount for what they're buying, we would have lots of leftover money, and they will not audit it. And we don't even have to make them stop any of the things they're doing. Just audit what they are doing and pay the correct amount. We'll have a lot of money.
Well, I agree they should be paid, but it's kind of like sports at this point. You got to get paid based on performance, right? And that's how you get your contract renewed, either by us electing them, but maybe not in the future, right? Maybe they'll just pick them for us. Isn't that where we're headed?
Well, if they would actually take care of us, do the things we need, healthcare, education, that's going to be worth a lot of money.
Well,
that's what we are supposedly paying them to do, and they're spending all the money on the Pentagon, So if then we should give them a thing where the more of the graft they can find in the Pentagon, they would get a percentage back, and that would be really worth it.
That's a good idea, but I think all of our ideas, this is the sad part, and thanks for participating.
This is going nowhere.
Right, exactly. We talk, we discuss, we rationalize, we got it figured out, and then it gets tanked by either the entire Republican Party or a few people in the Democratic Party that, shouldn't be there. And that's where we're at in this world, and it's difficult, man. You talk about this great economy, and we're watching these spikes in the stock market and crypto coin and stuff. It's just insanity is what it is, people. There's no stability for working class people and their families. And that's what this country was supposedly all about, right? The American dream. That house, you're comfortable there, you got clothes, you got health care, the food is good, education's great, and there's choice. You don't have to go to public schools. All this stuff was already here. It just got mutilated by corrupt legislation, owned by corporations, owned by fascist, ridiculous ideas, man. So anyway, I don't know if we're going to be on next week, but, like I said, Republicanism is just white superiority or nationalism, and that's Nazism, and I love this song because it's fascists are surely going to lose again, right? Every time you guys come up, love and hope conquers your asses. We better get ready for this, man, because anyhow... Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, out of Waukesha. Come Caw-caw, the Shaw. We'll be back either next week or the week after. Thanks, folks.
Ships going down while the Russians fight on across the Don. There's London in ruins and Paris in chains. Good people, what are we waiting on? Good people, what are we?